Hello and welcome to Reckless House of Horror. I'm Ashley.
I'm Manny.
I'm Charles.
I'm Josh.
And today we made Josh and Charles watch Insidious for the first time. So how'd you guys like it?
I loved it.
It was pretty good. That was my first demonic kind of thriller horror movie. It was more of I liked that they talked about astral projection. That was interesting. Like, I didn't see that coming. The astral projection thing.
Okay.
Yeah. But I liked it.
Good. Yeah. That's good.
Manny's looking at me like, you better say something.
You better like it. So, we loved it when we first watched it.
Yeah, we love this movie.
Yeah, but it's James Wan, so it's to be expected.
He did the movie that I watched last time, that's from Korea. Really good movie. They got an award. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
No.
He got an award. We got the first place at a
show. A lot of movies, sir.
He has a lot of movies.
It's a whole lot of movies.
I know, but he did it. It was great. I don't know what movie it was, though. I have to look this up.
I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I'll get back to you guys on that one.
All right, before we start, I want to apologize with the schedule, the upload schedule being so crazy. I'm a part-time associate that gets treated like a full-time associate, and I got class, and I got to edit this podcast, so I got no time. So it'll be up, it just won't be at a regular schedule. And also, I want to thank our friend Wesley, who's donating to the podcast. He definitely doesn't have to donate, but thank you. We appreciate you.
That's cool.
And if you want to recommend a movie, just message me. We'll definitely do it.
Hell yeah.
All right, so, Insidious.
Which one of you two want to start since it's your first viewing?
Oh, okay.
Oh, because you're on this side of the table,
On this side of the table. Everything was just pushed this way. You want to go?
No, I'll let you go first.
Oh, all right. That
seniority first.
Yeah. So, the opening scene was, it took a couple of minutes to really get into what was going on. You know what I mean?
Well, it was a flashback, but not a flashback. Yeah, we get the title card real quick.
Yeah.
It was just like, bam, out of nowhere.
Insidious. Mm. And so the family moved into a new house, right? Kind of get that feel for it. But it seemed like a normal movie at first. Just a regular family moving into the house and everything. But the first scare or the first... You guys might not have found this scary. It was when all her books were on the floor.
Really, though?
What?
Really, though?
What? You don't think that was scary?
No!
Who puts all the books on the floor?
Kids. She has kids.
I know, but it's always in a horror movie. It's like, it has to be somebody else besides a ghost.
She has two sons.
Yes.
And a baby girl.
I know. But, who she put all the books on the floor?
Two sons, an infant, and an almost absentee husband.
And most...
Mostly absentee.
Almost absentee husband.
This guy, I have a lot to say about this guy. We'll get into the husband. All right, get into the husband's role in the movie. But there's books on the floor. That was the first scare for me. It wasn't a jump scare. It was almost like a...
Oh, shit
moment. Yeah, it was like an oh moment. Oh, there's the books on the floor.
It's like the keys in a floor. I'm there no way.
So, no. To me, the activity, the keys were on the floor in the middle of the kitchen. No dogs, no cats, no animals of any kind. Who did that?
So to me, that's what it felt like.
Charles, ask my question, though. Who
did it?
Who put the keys in the middle of the floor? That was scary. I was like, what the hell?
That was not scary.
That movie is not scary. But it felt like there are no activity to me until it got to the end. That's when it got really good.
Yeah, the ending, I feel like it built up. Not even the middle was that scary, but the ending got this piped all the way up.
At least we got to see ghosts and stuff, unlike Paranormal Activity, where you just imagine what you're on.
You had to think of what
the
beast
foot looking well, creature.
Yeah, what a chicken, giant chicken walking around with
It's Big Bird.
It is Big Bird, but yeah. So they're moving into the house. All right, the baby is always crying. And I'm not saying it's just because it's not a baby, it's not supposed to cry, but it cries at specific times when it's alone and there's nobody else in the room, and then when the mother comes in.
Mm-hmm. Keep talking.
No. Ashley's what the fuck? No.
Continue.
No, so that's the first. So from my experience and from what I've read, kids are more susceptible or to, like, paranormal shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that makes sense that the baby was the youngest in the house.
They're not closed-minded.
Yeah, exactly. They're not conditioned by society and all that other bullshit. Like, they're open to it. So the baby was the first one to experience that, I would think.
I think Dawson was.
Yeah, it feels like Dawson.
Dawson, definitely Dawson.
Because wasn't he the one who was talking to his mom? Yeah. What was that?
Yeah, he came down the steps and said, I don't like my room.
That was Foster.
That was Foster.
Was it? I don't know.
Was it Foster?
Yeah, because it was after Dalton was in a coma.
No, it was the beginning.
It was the beginning,
because they sat down, looked at the book, and he asked where the pictures of his dad were when he was younger.
Yeah. And then we
find out. And the mom said that she didn't have any. Mm-hmm.
But there was.
That's fun.
Yeah. But there was one time where.
Great foreshadowing on that moment, too.
Yeah, no, we'll get into that. But what do you guys think of the opening?
Charles didn't go yet.
Yeah.
I was speaking in. I was chiming in. It felt like Paranormal Activity to me. It didn't get good to like the third, fourth half of the movie.
Yeah.
I think the sound design was way better in Insidious than it was ever in Paranormal Activity. Quiet movie and it just, bam, loud sounds.
Definitely the sound design was better, but it definitely gave that Paranormal Activity vibe.
Sound effects were cool, too.
The score is what makes the movie most.
The music. If you watched it on mute, it wouldn't really do anything for you.
I don't think any movie, unless you're watching a silent movie.
Yeah, it could. Yeah. But, I mean, the beginning was cool. I liked it. Mm-hmm. I was waiting to get scared.
And then they dropped the books, and then you got scared.
The books. When the books fell down, I was like, that's
insane. That's terrifying.
Literacy.
Yeah.
I can't read. Oh, no.
The scariest thing to me was the dad not telling the mom that he couldn't take the kids to school.
Yeah.
He's leaving.
That was an a-hole thing to do.
I know. He couldn't tell her last night or the day before, hey, I can't take the kids.
Wait,
did he have a good reason for that, or he just didn't feel like
doing it? No, he said he had a PTA meeting
meeting.
But he should have known about the PTA meeting.
He should know about that weeks in advance or something.
Yeah, why is he just telling her right now?
He wanted to surprise her. As he was walking out, he said, can't take them.
Surprise, we just went into a house. Now take the kids to school, pick them up. Yeah. I'll be back at midnight, like
and
usual.
She's like, now I have to get dressed, get the baby in the car seat.
And another thing, it's middle school. How long does it take to grade tests? You're not grading like it's not a college or a high school. Like, it takes you to middle school.
He made that up, though.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That was all a lie.
He wasn't grading tests.
Yeah, he was just in his room, the room by himself.
He just didn't want to go home.
He was in his little classroom with a PTSD flashbacks.
Trash ass husband.
Is that like a theme within horror movies? They have like trash boyfriends, husbands.
But Brett wasn't bad in Lights Out. He was just boring.
Brett was very boring.
I expected him to be more of an asshole kind of thing.
Yeah, he was a nice boyfriend, but he was.
Yeah, I was expecting him to die in that movie.
I also was expecting.
Was it expecting or like wanting?
No, expecting.
A bit of both.
Yeah,
a bit of both.
He was boring, but he didn't
do anything.
Well, he saved them.
Didn't want him to die.
Yeah.
At the end, he brought Randy's the police. Cool.
He got two police officers killed.
He did. He caught. We're not talking about Lights Up.
Oh yeah.
We already talked about Lights Up.
Yeah, I mean,
but there's a dick move by the husband. Hey. I knew about this meeting for weeks. Now I take the kids to school.
Yeah.
Surprise.
She's got to do all three of those things.
And she's like, are you serious?
Now she a G because she not only took the kids to school, picked them up. She moved the furniture around, decorated.
Did
all that shit.
Yeah, he walks in before he came home.
He
walks in and it's like, oh, nice
he
job.
Walks in for a toy and saves the day.
While watching her baby.
He walks in with a toy like, here you go, kids.
Yeah,
you two share with your brother.
You two go share.
I couldn't buy two or three separate toys. I just give one toy.
I bought one $7 toy on the way home.
Yeah,
go share.
Now y'all love me.
Love me more than your mother. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my god.
This poor lady, man. He's lucky. He cute. Like,
what was her name?
Her name was Renee, and it was
Renee. R-E-N-A-I.
Renai.
Yeah, but they were saying Renee. And I'm like,
Renai.
I couldn't deal with that. Be like, come here. Hey, Renai. That sound right.
Renai.
You're just saying that because the guy's name is Josh.
Oh, fuck, yeah. All right. Everyone's calling me out today. I don't want anyone talking about this name. This guy's name being Josh. It's a great name.
It's a horrible name. You set me up for that.
I know, I did.
So, yeah, she set up the whole house.
She set up the whole house, unpacked, clean, mm-hmm. took care of the three kids. He comes home with a toy. Here you go, kids, love me.
Then Dalton wanders off.
Into the attic.
Mm-hmm. Which, the attic was a chill spot.
Like, I understand why she didn't notice Dalton was gone. Because she did all that shit. But he got home, and it's movie night. And where is my third child?
The second one that actually walks. Like, where is he?
Where's my third child?
Where's the noble child at?
We only gotta keep track of two, because we have the other one in our hand, and we lost one.
Dalton, where you at? Why are you not watching TV with the family?
And then you hear him fall.
Hits his head.
What a trooper, though. He fell, he was like, I'm good.
Then started screaming.
He hit his head in the back.
He saw something, and then he started screaming.
He hit the back of his head, but he had a bruise on his forehead. Not crazy?
Didn't he hit his head backwards.
He fell backwards, but he had a bruise on his forehead.
I thought he hit it on the ladder.
You think he hit it on the ladder? Yeah, I thought the demon hit him in the face or something, or like put his hand on him or something.
He might have slipped, hit his head, then fell back in.
He hit a double head.
And then they did the most stupidest thing. Hey, I know you just got hit in the head twice. Just go to sleep.
Yeah, that's what Manny said.
That's what, like, if you're in have a concussion, the worst thing to do.
You're supposed to put a as someone who works with children.
Yeah.
The moment a child hits their head that hard.
Yeah.
You do not, the first thing you do is not put them to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, the doctor should have said that in the movie, be like, you guys made him go to sleep.
You keep them up.
He's like, yeah, no head damage, you know, it's good.
Yeah, all the vital signs are good and everything, but we don't know what's going on.
We don't know what's going on, there's no brain damage, no brain swelling.
So they let him go to sleep, and then he never wakes up. Nope. And then...
the end. I'm joking.
Bye, guys.
and no one knows what happens.
Nobody knows what else happened.
I'm joking.
But yeah, the doctor, they did 3 days of tests.
Mm-hmm. A lot of tests.
Nothing.
And they were like, well, we can't. Well,
we did all we could.
Yeah. I want his job, though. We tried. I want Josh's job.
Who, Destiny? Or no, Dan?
Josh. You seen his house?
He has a nice-ass house.
Oh, no, the husband.
He has a nice-ass house on a teacher's salary.
I want his job and his pay rate. He has a nice-ass house.
How is he making that money, though? His stay-at-home wife,
three kids, and he's paying for all these hospital bills.
Mm-hmm. And he can afford to move out. Like,
and then he buys a whole new house.
To move out of his old one.
Yeah. Didn't he go to his mom's house?
No.
That's what I thought, too.
That's a whole new house.
She doesn't live there.
But then, what's-her-face called her back. And I was like, she's like, thank you for coming. I'm like... Didn't she live there?
Is that your house? Oh, I thought it was mom's house.
We all thought that until we saw it again.
Then you watched it again for a second time.
We saw it again.
Then the lady was like, thank you for coming.
And we were like,
Well, thank you for being in my house. That's what I thought she was going
to
say.
Thank you for coming to your own
house. No, it's... So he has two cars, three kids, a stay-at-home wife, a basic, almost a mini mansion for a house, and a teacher's salary.
So now he's in a coma. They don't know what's wrong.
They said it's not even a coma, it's something else. I'm like, well, bam.
He gets sent home, and the nurse teaches his mom how to use a feeding tube.
But she's so traumatized, like, she can't even react.
I'd be like, just come over every day and do that, please.
She said she was going to do it.
Okay, good.
She said, call me if any emergency
happens. Mom probably just wanted to know how it was done.
Just in case,
and to make sure.
Like, that's a thing with a
kid, probably.
Yeah.
I can speak, that's a thing for, like, home health care.
Yeah.
If you have someone who stay home and needs home health care, you learn the basics if something does go wrong. And then you do have, like, a number to call if something goes wrong.
It's a lot to deal with.
You're like, hey, something went wrong, 911.
And that's when she starts seeing shit.
Yep.
I don't understand why she didn't call the nurse back when she saw the bloody handprint.
I think she thought it was her.
Further in the movie.
not at that point.
I think it is.
She walks away. Nurse walks away.
The part we're talking about is when she does the feeding tube. She doesn't do the... Because the other one is when she's going to change his blanket.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I've got it. That's in the other house.
Mm. Mm. Oh, the new house.
Yeah.
But I like what they do. She starts seeing stuff and she tells him and he doesn't believe her.
Yeah.
And
typical.
And then when the door opens...
I mean, rationally, he wouldn't.
If my wife was sitting there saying to myself, I'm seeing demonic spirits, I'd be like, all right, she's not...
they weren't demonic. There was one demonic spirit.
All right, there's one demonic spirit, and like the other two were
I
cool.
would be supportive, but I would be highly skeptical.
He was skeptical. He was like, she's having a breakdown or something.
Yeah.
Because she had one before, right? A PTSD breakdown? The wife?
No, it's...
Or was that him?
No.
No, neither of them.
Oh.
But it was like...
Are you making stuff up now, John?
Like, no, like all I'm writing the script.
He's rewriting them.
Like all the stress she was under... It would be logical to say, okay, she might be a little bit stressed at this point.
But she heard something in the baby monitor that she went upstairs.
Which
she
is
heard a grown man talking.
What did it say? Mine. Or, no, you can't have it.
You can't have it. I think
she walked into the room too and saw
the guy from Repo without the face.
Yeah.
And Pavi.
Oh shit, that's true.
Pavi. Yeah.
And she screamed. She's like, somebody was in here. And he's like, there's nobody here. I'm like, she
said
it was.
I think that's later on, though. I think she hears the voices and the baby cries. She goes up to pick up the baby.
Yeah, that was the first time when she was alone.
Yeah.
Did that come from... When was this movie made? 2011?
2010, I think. I'm sure.
2010, 2011? Because Signs did a similar thing when they heard the aliens through the baby monitor.
Man, screw Signs. Yeah.
Remember that?
Signs is the worst.
All right.
I feel like you did that first one.
I felt that in here.
Yeah.
2011.
Yeah.
Released on April Fool's Day.
Ooh. But then it says, stream and release June 3rd, 2015. Damn, 4 years.
So, I mean, she sees that, we call him a ghost spirit.
I think we're jumping ahead at this point.
We're just jumping all around.
We are. Yeah.
Jump around.
But she hears the noise from the baby monitor when she was making
she was playing
her lovely
piano.
Music.
She sounds alright.
You don't like it? Sounds alright.
No, we
like the music?
No, we didn't mind the music. It's just that we had a switch streaming devices.
Because
there was ads. So we were trying to fast forward.
There were ads
and it was
mine too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. But I couldn't find the other movie.
Can I find it.
Stop cutting her off.
I'm sorry. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Listen, I gotta work on that, alright? I'm sorry, I gotta work on cutting people off.
We were watching that, we had to switch streaming devices because we didn't want ads, and to fast forward, it was so difficult, and Charles needed to hear the song.
I wanted to
That's
hear the song
only
from
scene we were missing. And I was like, we don't need to hear the song because it has nothing to do with the freaking movie.
I wanted to hear the song from Anai.
And Charles was like, you need to get it. Before the song. I was like, we do not need to listen to this
What if that
song
had like a part in the movie that was it?
But did it?
No.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly. It could have been foreshadowing.
Yeah.
It didn't have anything to do with the movie.
It could have.
What about the song, like, we're going to jump ahead here. What the guy with the red face was playing, whenever he comes around, it's some like old timey.
Tippy toe song?
Yeah.
I'm blasting that song in the car.
Yeah. It was good.
That's my song in the nightclub.
Yep.
The nightclub you go to?
Every yes.
nightclub. Anyone takes their shoes off, starts tippy toeing.
I'm gonna be dancing like the little boy that she saw.
Yeah.
He was jamming.
That little boy was
slow.
Out of pocket.
So where
he
were
wasn't
we?
Spanked as a kid.
We were in the baby monitor part, but then like everything looks the same because it takes place in one location.
It takes place
in the second location. Yeah, she heard the voices.
She runs up there and the baby starts crying.
Mm-hmm.
There's the scene with the alarm.
That's after they see the guy.
Yeah.
That was scary too. Like,
the alarm.
The first half of the movie is like a blur to me because it's just so slow paced. And the back half is just so action packed.
I don't think so. I like the whole movie.
I like the build up. It's almost like riding a roller coaster. Like you're,
I do
you're
like
wait.
The build up.
Yeah.
In this movie.
Yeah. I knew too, but the part about roller coaster is you remember the fall, not the climb up to the fall.
I do, because
I remember
when
climb.
I'm on a roller coaster and
I'm
looking
freaking
down,
out.
I'm
this.
Freaking out in the way up, but the way down is like, so I'm like, alright,
maybe
cool.
It's like
yeah.
The anticipation to the fall, so I love roller coasters.
It's
because
you're impatient.
I am very impatient.
I am scared of heights, therefore
I love heights.
I would take that.
I don't like heights. But I love the adrenaline rush you get from a roller coaster.
Listen, he made me get on Steel Force.
You went on it? It
yeah,
takes like 10 minutes to get up the hill.
I know. That's exactly why I remember that
and
part, and I don't remember the way down.
Oh,
sit on the right
that.
Side because it's closer to the stairs, so you feel safer.
The freaking tunnel made my neck go like that.
Now we
that's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to ride have Steel Force now. What is that at? Dueling Park?
Yeah.
It's pretty badass. It's pretty
high. It's really tall.
Yeah.
Ooh. Getting back to the movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were past the baby monitor part, and then it's when she starts seeing ghosts.
Yes.
And then we see the man when the second time she goes back up there.
And he's like standing.
He's standing behind the veil.
And the baby's crying. She screams. Mm-hmm. He comes.
This baby's like, we need to go. The baby, this is crazy.
You guys are crazy.
The baby's crying. The man is gone.
Born into the wrong family.
Yeah, it's like, he's like, there's nothing here. The alarm goes off.
It's like, how would you know? You're at school all day.
Is that before or after the bloody handprint?
That's before.
That's before, because that's in a new house.
Okay. They're still in the old house.
Yeah.
And the alarm goes off, and he's like, okay, what do you want me to do? Like, she's like, we got to bounce.
We leaving.
And then he bought a new house, and he probably had to sell that and say, tell the people that it's probably haunted.
I wouldn't tell them nothing.
You have to tell them.
Legally.
I want to say, we just didn't like the
because
house.
Because if it's haunted, they could be like, but they sold me a haunted house.
But what if you're like, you're like, the baby's haunted, not the house?
You can but say they that. Don't know that.
I didn't know the house was haunted. That's a weird
your
thing.
Kid's haunted.
Your kid's haunted. The stuff started happening in the house. So they're like, hey, this house is haunted. Why else would they move?
Because that's the kid.
Wouldn't
we find out the kid's
the
haunted.
Kid? No, yeah, don't we leave find the out kid. Later, but I'm telling you at the moment.
But if I'm buying the house, I'll be like, first of all, your kid's haunted. It's obvious your kid's haunted. So if I'm watching this movie.
It's not obvious.
It's not obvious. White guys, man. Oh my God.
It's not obvious that he's haunted because the stuff started happening in that house.
It did.
You're not understanding.
So he started traveling for astral projection.
They don't know that.
They don't know that at this point.
All right. Okay, you're right.
I'm just saying, I just wouldn't have told him nothing and take my chances in court.
You take that chance in court.
Like, how are they going to prove it's haunted?
Like, Your Honor, I didn't know the house was haunted. My kid fell into a coma. It was just a bad memory, so I moved out of the house.
I guess.
He's
still probably getting sued.
They have to prove that you knew the house was haunted.
It's like, why are you moving? We don't like the area.
No. You know? Why are you moving? Oh, my kid got hurt, so I couldn't live in a house anymore because my kid got hurt in that house.
But that's not going to hold up.
Yeah, that's not.
Not at all.
Anywho. That would hold up to most people.
So they move.
Yeah.
And we meet Lorraine?
Lorraine.
What's her name?
Lorraine.
It's spelled weird, but it's Lorraine.
So is Renee. Rainey.
Renai.
Renee's man.
The only normal name in that movie is Josh or Dalton.
Elise.
Okay, I'll put that in there too.
Elise is pretty normal.
Yeah.
Lorraine
wasn't bad. And then her accomplice, Specs and Gear.
Hey, Ashley, I can hear you. We meet Mom, and she's like, I can't believe you got him to sit still for a photo.
Yeah.
And then we started shipping his mom.
You started doing what to her?
We started shipping his mom
with the wife.
And Renee.
Oh.
Yeah, like the mom was a better husband than the husband.
She was, shit.
Because he was calling, he was saying that he was staying at work all night. Because he had a great papers. And I would have been like, how many tests do these kids have?
Yeah, how long are the papers, too?
Like, so I can't expect a female to walk in that scene.
I would have been even more mad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was he cheating on her?
Like, I half
expected it.
I half expected a female to walk in. I'm more mad he sat in his office by himself.
Yeah.
And then just didn't cheat on his wife at his office.
You would have been better with him cheating on his wife.
Yeah,
than
I would not sex. Have. Been I would not
there.
Have.
What the fuck? No, I'm
no, you have every right to ask that question. Yeah. Listen, I understand that he's traumatized, just like she is, but he could have been like, listen, I can't be at home right now because it's bringing back bad memories, or I don't feel comfortable at home, or whatever. I have the great papers.
He should have shared that with her, like, what happened?
Yes.
He definitely should have shared it with
the same
her.
Thing.
Yeah. The son's picked it up from him.
One thing I do is say, hey, I can't be at home right now with my son here.
Yeah, if I feel...
And then they could have worked on that. It would have been a fucked up thing to say.
They could have went to therapy together.
You could have took it to 100 and then brought it back down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been past 100, but you know...
Yeah, I can't be there because my own son's in the house.
So yeah.
That's the only reason he irritated me. Like, just communication is key.
Yeah.
That's, like, typical of, like, husbands and horror movies and boyfriends and stuff.
Okay.
Again, Brad wasn't Brad. That bad.
Like, Brad was a good boyfriend.
Who, Brad?
Brad was a good boyfriend.
Yeah, but
you guys, he was boyfriend. A good friend with benefits.
That's true, yeah.
Wait, he never got the title, did he?
No.
No.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I think they hinted he got it at the end.
No, he didn't. It's not confirmed.
Like, I just saved your life. I just saved your life.
Part two.
Yeah.
Part two, he's still waiting for his boyfriend.
No. Guys, Lights On, a sequel to Lights Out.
Now the...
Or No Light. Sequel 3.
Can we just talk about how Lights Out got a better score than Insidious?
Yeah.
Like, no. Insidious got 66%, yeah. And the audience score is 62%, and Lights Out got, like, 70-something,
yeah.
Right?
No, I got
are you
it.
Serious?
Not yeah. Lights On. Dim lights.
Dim lights. UV lights.
Flashlights.
Aw, cricket. Come on, man. See, we're laughing at your joke. Well, I'll edit it as the laugh.
Yeah, that's gonna get the best. You're gonna hear comments be like, that flashlight joke was like the best thing.
Yeah,
in
that flashlight joke was comic gold.
Tweet us at House Reckless to tell like, Josh about his
it's
joke.
It's like such bad humor.
In like 3 weeks. Why are everyone commenting this on Twitter?
Flashlights. But yeah, in their new house.
Yeah.
She still sees stuff.
Yeah.
And the little boy.
She heard the music.
Didn't the son coming in? The kid said that I don't like when Dalton walks around at night.
Yeah.
That would have been my first clue that there's something wrong.
She's like, can I get a new room? They're like, this house is too small. You can't have another room.
Yeah.
It's a one floor house. Yeah. All the bedrooms are on the first floor.
Yeah, that was the creepiest the last part of the house, movie. We are on a teacher's salary with his 7 hours of overtime doing nothing.
Your father works 12 hours a day.
Your father was 80 hours a week grading papers.
How many papers does he assign every week, too? That would piss me off.
How many
quizzes?
I would hate to be.
Yeah.
I would hate to be in his class for those 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's a test.
Here's a paper.
Here's a test.
We're having a test every 2 days.
Here's a test. I want a 5-page essay.
By tomorrow. What? Yeah.
By 20 minutes.
By the end of class, period.
We want it formatted, no double space.
No double space.
I love
index
grading
each
papers.
Paragraph.
12.
Do you think he'd be like that with his own kids, though? Was that a low blow? Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, you think he would try to educate them more than he would try to educate with, like, the other kids?
You're thinking like a logical human being.
Uh-huh. You're not thinking like a half absentee father.
Mm-hmm. And husband.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that would make sense, though.
She can raise the kids. She's fine.
Yeah.
You know, she has
she's
to suffer
through. She's an
emotional
mess
as
it is. Like,
let's let her
even
suffer
even with
some
a kid
more.
In a coma, she couldn't make music.
I know, that's really wild. Like,
and her music was tragic and sad in the beginning, and it was like, you went through this major tragedy, you can't make one song about your son being in
she can't
a non-coma.
She can't express her emotions through music. It's just one avenue.
She will feel so much better if
she
wrote
wants to
a
be
song.
A songwriter, but she can't write songs.
Some people just aren't getting you can't all be Bruce Springsteen.
She was writing songs when her son was fine.
Yeah.
So you're saying her musical talent should have gotten better because she...
I'm saying this music should have got really, really dark, but it should have been 10 times
better.
Just listen
to Bach or Beethoven. That's
some
dark shit.
Art comes from dark times. So the best art comes from dark times. That's mm-hmm. why all the artists are
so you're saying she should have made a hit song.
Yes. Like Van Gogh. Like Van Gogh was like a really, really, really shitty life.
I was thinking Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. Oh. I'm going old school. Like Van Gogh had a really shitty.
He's
life.
Going like 200 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like his art was worth shit when he was alive.
Yeah, that's
and
how
as soon
it
as
is.
He died, you couldn't buy his art for a goddamn mansion.
Like one of my poets that I used to read was Charles.
You
could
literally go back in time and buy that man a beer, and he'll draw you in his art.
I thought you were gonna say buy that man an ear. Listen, that's the best thing I've said. Too bad. He likes it.
Yeah, I wonder why.
It's a lame joke. I love lame jokes.
All right, it works. All right.
So, where were we? Oh, the little boy dancing?
Her not being able to make music. Tragic life.
This is the worst thing to say, though. It's like, you can't make music because you're
But
you're
it's literally, it's so true. You will pour your whole heart
make music
into
when you're really, really happy or really, really sad.
Yeah,
that's
too extreme.
That's the two peaks.
But the happy music is that generic pop music.
Because I'm happy.
Yeah, basically.
Say what you want. That song made a lot of money.
Yeah, because of Despicable Me.
He made like a 24-hour loop in that song.
Wow.
I know because I played it, my for brother, hours. Every day for a month straight because he hated that song.
I would have killed you.
I would die.
I would have killed you.
And I had a sound boy hooked up to my TV at the time.
Going for it.
And they played it at Walmart.
So yeah, the little boy was dancing.
He was jamming.
She went to go in and then he vanished. And then she went to go into the house and she saw him run. Then she started following him. Eventually ended up in Dalton's room.
In the closet.
In his closet, yeah.
High in the cupboard.
And then he came out of the closet. Congratulations.
What is what James Wan and put in, like, ghosts
in the closets?
Are you talking about the movie The Conjuring?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was cool, too, with the hand coming out. I was half expecting some type of hand or something to come out of the closet.
Insidious was first, though.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, then she tells Lorraine, right?
The mother calls Lorraine.
This crap is happening. She's like, I know just who to call. And we get
There was a priest before that she called.
Yeah, she was talking to a priest.
And then they go to the kitchen after the priest leaves, and she starts talking about the dream she had coming to the house and going to Dalton's room and seeing
the demon.
The most fabulous thing you'll ever see in your life is this man.
The demon?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they actually call it a demon.
He looks cool.
She asks him what he wants, and he just points
his at the dog,
at the child.
It's like, you don't have to take that long, dude. Just fucking point at the kid. No, don't really raise it up all dramatic.
Going to challenge him?
It's all about the shock.
Do you
factor,
want him
bro?
To show up in your dreams
I'll
now?
Be sitting there like this and change, like, I shouldn't have said that in the podcast.
It's all about the shock factor. The way you want. Like, you know what I want.
Yeah.
I want Tom.
Like him. Yeah, you just point to him like this, he nods.
She's like, what do we do? She was like, I know just who to call.
Is that that? Or yeah, is that that? I want him to say this drama right here.
Before we do that,
he's from Philly.
I want the DMV from Philly. I want this drama right here.
She called Lindsay. She just sent the other two
her lackeys.
Yeah.
These guys were funny.
She called her.
These guys were funny.
It was like where's Elise?
Spets and Gear, right?
It was like Drake and Josh or something.
Is Charles' favorite character?
Spets and Tactical?
I don't know the other guy's name. I know Specs.
Specs is my man, though.
Wait,
what are you guys talking about?
They had nicknames. She called the guy
Specs
glasses
and
Specs.
Tucker.
Because he has glasses?
Yeah.
Specs and Tucker.
See,
or Specs, like
she
like
called
Specs,
him Specs
because like
he wore glasses.
Computers and shit.
No, he wore glasses.
Call him Specs.
So they go and examine the house. She was like, this is so that we don't get calls from the quacks.
From the crazy people? Yeah, I'm just calling the medium.
The one guy's like, this is what we use to see them in different UVs.
It's one of those old-fashioned Polaroid film,
basically,
images
like,
that.
It's just a rigged toy. And he was like...
It is.
Yo,
it's one of those old-school toys.
He was
just like special Polaroid film.
He was shitting on him the whole
time.
It's because
the guy was trying to act all high and mighty, so the guy had to bring him down a peg. And
like,
he
was
mad.
Like, on the better part of this team here.
You do the same job.
Like, no.
Like... What are you doing?
Like, you hold a flashlight and a kid's toy.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm great. And then another guy's like, ah.
He's like, I have the drawing skills,
and then
though.
He travels around with his little toy. Starts looking at everything.
And he does most of the work, too. Specs does most of the work.
Yeah, Spec does most of the work.
He sees the...
And the guy who...
The
guy
twins?
Who,
they look like twins. I think
sisters.
They look like twins to me. But they...
Twin well, sisters. The twins are technically still sisters.
Yeah.
Twin sisters.
But he starts
Twitches.
Backing up.
Huh?
Slowly.
He starts backing up like, we need to call Elise.
Yeah. And then we get Elise. The best character in the series.
I liked her as a Kenzie character.
Poor Elise.
She seemed like she was dark to me. Or like... Not possessed, but she wasn't like all like happy and like lucky.
Is Lynn Shay's second appearance on the podcast?
Yeah.
She was a Nightmare on Elm Street as the teacher.
She was the teacher in English class?
Yeah. You're so shook. She was in it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So she does her walkthrough. And, she tells Specs, where's your notepad?
No, she tells Specs to do examining of the house, and he's like, well, I'm going to get right on that. And she looks up to the ceiling like, we don't need to do that.
Yeah, she knows already.
She saw it.
Saw the demon just in the corner. Just and that drawing of the demon was really cool.
Yeah, he's a badass. He drew that real quick.
Yeah.
He was like, do you have your... She was like, do you have your notepad and pencils? He was like, yeah. And he was like, you're going to need them.
Like, she tells me what she sees, and I draw it.
He definitely was more, like, inclined, or technically inclined, than the other guy.
He was the better part of that whole duo, because he had all the skills.
Yeah, you can learn to operate a freaking toy camera.
Anyone can sit there and hold a camera, like, oh, look, I can go frame by frame in this thing.
But this guy's actually, like, you need skills to draw a picture. Someone's telling you.
He was speed drawing, too.
Yeah, that was pretty quick.
I like him because he's modest.
She starts whispering.
Yeah. I like him because he's modest. Like, slow down.
Yeah, he has round eyes and he has a...
Like, she was speaking like a mile a minute. He was still keeping up. He's like, slow down.
What if he drew it right and it was a stick figure?
No,
that was a good one. It's a stick figure. He's like,
Why does he have to prove his joke?
I got one better. He goes into Dawson's room, take the picture off the wall.
Yeah. He copies it.
No, they weren't paying attention to Dawson. They don't care about him.
Turns around, takes the picture off the wall. Here you go.
That's it. Those pictures mean everything. That's like the whole movie right there.
And then they go sit and talk about what they saw.
Yeah.
But I like that.
Like, your son.
Like, we need complete trust.
I like that Renai.
Renai?
Renai's like, hey, what's happening? What's going on? What's going on? And they were saying crap, and they're like, you know what? I'm going to take this paper. And she just grabbed it. I was like, was he done? Like,
yeah, it could have been.
It might have had, like, a more important detail, like his razor.
She just took it.
His Freddy Krueger hand.
Mm-hmm.
It had diamonds in it, too. It was pretty cool.
And that wasn't diamonds. It was
rubies.
I don't think it was. I think it was just like.
I'm thinking of other words for diamond.
I don't think it was jeweled at all.
Really?
I think it was just like formed metal.
Shit. I thought it had like diamonds in it or something.
Yeah, like his brother was Freddy Krueger hand.
Yeah.
And that, which he could have been drawing, but when I took the picture.
Yeah, and ruined it.
It's because she has that name.
When I.
So she goes talking about the astral projection.
Lorraine isn't spelled weird.
Is it?
Is it spelled with a R-A-I-N or R-A-N-N-E?
It's spelled normal.
Yeah, it's spelled normal.
Lorraine.
Okay.
I was like, what are y'all talking about?
She goes to talk about the astral projection stuff.
That was cool. That was some cool shit. I didn't think the movie was going to go to that point.
And then she starts talking about the further, and this is where Josh checks out.
Josh, like, I just don't
know. I checked out, too. No. Are you talking about May or
No, the father.
Oh, all right.
Oh, my God.
The father. The father's like, okay.
Well, you guys have the same, he has the same name as me.
This is going to be a bomb.
No, the file's like, okay, I can see this chick here is crazy, she's taking my money, I need to let her in so I take him so he can sell my wife.
The wife is like really upset.
Yeah,
he got all the money in the world with his teacher's salary. I don't know why he upset.
Josh didn't know, he put out of money? His mind his experience. He almost like blocked it.
Yeah, but even if he didn't, he could have been a supportive husband. He got all the money in the world, like I said.
He could have taken a day and just let at least do what she's going to do.
Just entertain it for a little bit, and then he would have got him proven wrong.
What if he was like, I got to go grade papers. I can't be here right now. I got to go grade papers.
His life goal is to grade papers.
His life goal is to give his students a test a day, honey, so he doesn't have to go home and face
I can't
his,
deal with this right now. I'm going to go grade papers. You do what you want to do, all right? It's crazy.
So then he kicks her out, and then you, like, flash forward to his talking to his son at night, like, you can hear me.
Then he goes into his son's room.
Blah, blah, blah.
Turns around, sees the picture and
everything.
He finally
sees that picture. That must have been
there, that picture has been there forever.
Yeah. Lost. And they moved and rehung it.
Yeah, and they didn't see those pictures before?
Yeah, Dalton didn't do it. He was in a coma or whatever.
No, they were drawn pre-coma.
Oh.
They said, last night I watched myself sleep.
And then I flew away.
What?
He drew that picture
in the beginning of the movie when they were having breakfast.
They thought he was just being a kid. He's like, oh, he just watched himself sleep.
But then they drew that same monster when they were checking out the house. So he should have been like, yeah, they got some.
They didn't put that together.
Because he a dum-dum, because he's busy grading papers.
Yeah, like he saw the pictures and like, okay.
Yeah. He didn't see that jigsaw behind him on the board. So.
No, he didn't see a jigsaw.
Didn't he have a jigsaw type face, like the clown face? That guy, the red face.
He had a demon face.
That's the lipstick demon.
No, he had like a blood soaked face. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did not look like Jigsaw. I don't know where you got that from.
Trying to tie that in.
Jigsaw was on the board.
It was on the board behind him.
So he finally calls her back. He's like, yeah, maybe my wife was right. I hope he apologized.
I mean, he better.
He better have. Be he like, better, I'm sorry, you were right.
He better have come on for in-home exorcist kit. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, honey.
Yeah. Listen, at least this guy didn't buy a Ouija board.
Don't bring that man up. Can't stand him.
This never guy's not as bad as buying a Ouija again. Board. It's like, we gotta summon it, okay? At least you picked the smallest thing to throw at me. You didn't throw the glass thing. Because
I'm not trying to kill you.
just throw the food scale at him.
Yeah. Throw the apple pie at me.
Don't throw the donut.
No, it's still important.
But yeah, she walks in and he's like, we'll call her. And she's like, thank you. I was like, where's the I'm sorry? Like, where you at?
He didn't want to admit it.
Or she could have been like, I told you.
I told
you.
You
never listen. You never listen. She was too nice. She was way too sweet.
She was too submissive. Yeah. Not me. I asked something like,
we missed the blood part.
Oh, the bloody hand?
Yeah.
That Charles has been trying to bring up.
Yeah, I brought it up at this point. Yeah. It's been brought up.
I think that she thought that it was the nurse. And she was like, yeah, we need to let her go. Those
elongated fingers?
Yeah.
I was feeling like a giant size hand.
She got
the nurse.
The giant nails that are in fashion now.
Like this long?
The Cardi B nails?
Oh, shit. That's really Andre a giant size hand. The nurse had like this small ass hands.
Hey, you never know. She could have huge
hands. Was sitting down on the porch or the steps and then she was like, why aren't you, what?
Oh, no, keep going.
Okay. Why don't you just deal with this? And she threw Josh the thing, and he looks at it.
And then doesn't give a shit.
First clue, I would have been like, all right, we're leaving. We're going to a hotel or something.
That wouldn't have helped.
No, because they moved it once already.
I know. Maybe it's like a third
and
time.
And he probably can't afford a hotel.
Yeah.
You don't go to a hotel. You toss the son away.
Yeah, you just leave him in the house, and you go.
All right, we'll be back. Right. We'll be back in like 2 months.
We'll be back when you're 18 and you're nice and possessed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Murdering people.
Good times.
We'll be in court. My son is innocent.
Yeah.
He's proven guilty. He's possessed by the devil.
Yeah, well, there was the Twinkie defense, though.
There was an actual murderer who used the defense that he was possessed by a demon.
Yeah, and he got criminally
insane, yeah.
Well, there was a case, I think back in the old days, where this girl got murdered and somebody came. They thought it was a husband and they cleared him. And a ghost came to the mom in a dream and said that the daughter came to her in a dream and that her husband killed her. She told her. And then he got arrested.
Yeah.
So a ghost testified in court.
Yeah.
I want to see the rebuttals against that when he got convicted guilty.
I'm going to send you the podcast episode.
They put the ghost on the stand and there's no one there.
Yeah.
They have like,
Your Honor.
They just have a Ouija board with a camera facing the jury.
Like, did so-and-so kill her? It's like, yes. That's it.
That's it. It's over.
You're going to jail forever.
If that were the case, everyone would hire a medium to testify.
Yeah.
They did not Judge Judy, the guy on my, all right, we're getting off track.
where were we?
Oh, Elise with the seance.
Oh, in the big elephant trunk.
Yeah.
The elephant trunk gas mask.
The plague doctor mask.
She was going to inhale nitrogen or something, you think?
I thought it was just for what's his face to listen to her better.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was they hooked up to a host.
No, it was hooked up to the headphones.
Oh, I thought she was taking like nitrogen gas or something.
So it was a gas mask.
She was getting high.
Yeah.
It was a gas mask.
Oh,
it was a microphone.
I thought it was a microphone. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Like Dalton, can you hear me?
Dalton's like, get the fuck out of here. It's like, he can't hear you.
He said, who's there? Your mom and your dad. So who was talking to him? The Elise or was it Specs? Was asking the questions.
I think he was asking the questions and she was channeling.
Okay. He said, who's this?
Yeah. I think Elise was asking the questions. So
I thought it was at first, but then he started asking
the questions and she's responding.
Yeah.
So I think she's channeling. She's a medium. She's channeling.
Specs gets so much shit in this movie for all shit he does.
Mm-hmm. All of them got beat up.
All of them. Because
Dalton woke up.
Dalton got mad.
Woke up.
Dalton's woke.
So
flames his hand on the table.
He's one of the woke ones.
Dolan slaps the table. They all jump back scared.
Yep.
They all get pushed. It's like a Donkey Kong smash.
Just then everybody's getting beat up. All the demons come to help.
Pop.
That one. The one ghost with like the trench coat comes in.
Oh yeah, that's Pavi.
Pavi.
Pavi from the musical.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
The one ghost with the trench coat comes in.
He just licks her.
Licks the wife.
And the husband is just like, oh.
Don't you lick my wife?
So now you care about me.
And that's when,
where were you for 3 months?
For 3 months, see.
And then after that whole scene, they all gather. They call Lorraine.
He got beat on his face.
They call Lorraine.
Lorraine, we need help.
Well,
thank you for coming.
Elise calls Lorraine.
Elise calls Lorraine. Like, Lorraine, you need to tell your son about his powers.
Yeah, his magic.
Before I do, because I'm sick of this.
And then she brings the pictures, and she's like, we get the flashbacks that we've been seeing the entire movie. Mm-hmm. That no one knew what they were. Well, we did.
But you saw it before.
Yeah. No one knew these flashbacks of what they were, but she starts talking and telling her son, you, like him, used to go places in your dream. And
that was almost you in the bed right there.
Yeah. And then we meet the lady.
The old lady.
In the wedding dress.
Yeah.
I guess. A demon got me, yo.
Oh, shit. What does it say?
It's just like a little scratch, I guess. I don't know.
It says, Hail Satan.
It says it
looks
like
a star.
I would never hail Taylor Swift.
It says it in Latin, too.
It does.
Big Latin.
Big Latin.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
But.
Jeez.
I'm gonna die.
She's like, hey.
Who's gonna edit the podcast?
Y'all better learn. Y'all better learn.
Me, because I inherit the laptop.
Whoa, yeah. How are y'all gonna have a podcast without me driving over here?
You're gonna have to pick my
ass. Oh, shit.
I can't
parallel park for my life.
Then you're gonna have to pick us up and drop us off.
If they held a gun to your guys' heads and like, he has to parallel park, two chances. It's over.
So he can't ever kick me out.
You have to parallel park for every time you stop, someone dies.
But you all watch.
You got three chances.
Watch me do it perfectly, and I'll be like, saved everybody.
And yeah, I that.
They make YouTube videos on how parallel park, Josh.
I know, I've seen them.
I'm just saying.
They also make YouTube videos on how to cook. Doesn't mean you're going to be a good chef.
Josh, you're terrible with comebacks. He does not drive. Don't let him lecture you about driving. He does not drive.
What the fuck are you talking about? You're telling me how to parallel park. I can drive.
I can drive too. Let me see your keys.
I mean,
you're good, bro.
I can drive. coming from someone who was driving so terribly that one time.
Oh, when he was on a shoulder?
No,
oh my god.
No, one time.
He stressed me out.
You stay in the lines, you follow the speed limit.
When you were on the shoulder, and I was like, Josh, you're on the shoulder. And he's like, there's nobody here.
Google Map tells you.
So I'm not going to hit anybody.
Google Map tells you the speed limit.
Stay in the lane.
Yeah, I'm in my lane.
Yeah, and I don't even know how to fail a puck. I just pull into a parking lot in between the lines.
It's not that easy.
I'm so mad you let him roast you and he doesn't even drive.
I didn't know he doesn't drive. He didn't tell me. My first question was, do you drive, bro?
Anyway. Before we go way off topic and this becomes an hour and a half.
Did I have to edit?
So they tell him about his ability to travel and the old lady, and then they pull out photos of the old lady and the dad as a baby, I guess.
Yeah.
As a child. 10-year-old kid or something.
And you see the lady getting closer and closer. And then they tell him that he can save his son.
Yep.
He has to make up a tone for his shittiness by going after and finding the son.
Uh-huh.
I love Renard's like actions. Like, you're always the stronger one of us.
You're always so strong.
Why'd you say always like that?
You're always the stronger one of us.
Meanwhile, she has a thing of tea. You were always so strong.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's why I married you.
He hid in his office for 3 months.
While she had to take care of the kids while dealing with her
While raising a kid, dealing with trauma.
He was taking
care of an infant and taking care of a comatose son.
I was grading papers. Okay?
And she kept the house clean and spotless.
I'm sorry, but after this...
And then the music.
After this, I'd be like, we're getting a divorce.
Well, you cute and all, and you have big hands, but I can't.
I'm marrying your mom.
What? That was the plot twist. I was like, we'll still be together for family dinner. So
like,
it's
your
right.
grandkids like, are my stepkids.
Yeah. Oh my
it's
god.
Like, I'm trying to let me
These are
mom,
my step grandkids.
Me and your mom.
Yeah.
Your son's kids are now his uncles.
Josh's mom has got it going on.
It's his son.
Oh! Uncle. Shit.
No, it's his son. It's his son, stepbrother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daddy brother.
My brother is my dad.
Like, what?
Excuse me?
How did that work?
But anyways.
Can you draw me a family tree?
Okay.
And like, oh crap, this is going to be hard.
It's like Captain Dots and shit.
It's a mom. Dad had kids with mom.
He got the tree with like, Renee and Josh and the kids.
It's like,
Renee, Josh and the kids. And then like,
our god mom.
We're our god.
Back to the mom, Renee.
They're in a thruple with Elise.
Renai.
Renai.
Like, listen, Renai, you have to leave and change your name and then you can come back.
Damn.
I don't need you to change it. I need you to legally change the last two letters to two E's.
Yeah. And the little accent.
Take the I out, please.
We don't need it.
Or put the I in front of the A, please.
Put the I in front of the R.
Oh, yeah,
irony.
That works too. That
irony.
Makes more sense.
Put the I in front of the A.
Irony.
Because if it's spelled R-A-N-I-A, it might sound like Renee.
Rainy.
But if it's spelled R-A-N-A-I, it's definitely not Renee.
So the movie.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So he goes into the further.
With the metronome.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Mm-hmm. And then he's looking for his son.
And then his younger self directs him.
And then he finds his son and he's in chains. In the really pretty bright room.
Chains!
Yo, if his name was Alice, I would have made a joke.
I would have said that.
What would have been the joke?
Alice and James.
The band?
Yes.
Look at Josh making a band reference.
That's surprising.
No, I listened to them back in the day. Before I got into other music.
Didn't we see them live, Charles?
Huh?
Didn't we see them live?
They were not good live.
They weren't good live.
They,
but the pits were hilarious.
I had the pit
Were they bad?
Had the pit left when Breaking Benjamin ended. So it was like a massive stadium with two stages.
And there was still somebody else left to play.
No, they were the last ones, actually.
Was it Alice in Chains and somebody else?
No, they were the last ones.
Oh, I thought we left early.
No, it was it was like a massive stadium and two stages, and half the stadium and all the bleachers left.
Mm-hmm.
It was Chester.
But a small portion.
Oh, where the soccer stadium
is.
Okay. Okay.
To like 15% of the people was just staying for Alice in Chains at the end.
Woo!
I felt really bad for them because they literally saw the whole stadium get up and leave.
That's what Cher Lloyd did when Fifth Harmony performed before them and everybody just left.
You gotta make the best band go.
Back to the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back to the movie with your Alice in Chains joke.
But his son was in chains in this nice, pretty, fancy room.
It was so pretty and bright red.
And they look up, and he's sharpening his claws.
Sharpening his claws to the Tipso song.
That song is creepy, though. It's a nice song, but to that, in that prep for that,
it's not a nice song. It's a constantly creepy song, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
So you just agree with me, but disagreed, and then agree with me again.
And then
that's because the song is awesome. Doesn't mean it's nice.
Dad's like, I'm gonna get you out, and he's like.
His whole
tearing
son.
The chains off of his son.
So,
he's like, remember, you're stronger than them.
It's all in his head, so he had to tell his son he could break free of these chains.
Then he sung Ariana Grande.
I was just about to start singing Ariana Grande.
What was the
Grande?
Song? What's the
break
reference?
Free?
Break Free? Oh, what if that came on? That'd be hilarious.
And then the son breaks free of the chains, and the dad gets his ass kicked by the demon.
Mr. Demon Man was at the window like.
And then right next to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And then they escape.
What?
You said that's crazy. You saw it.
No, that's what
And then
watch.
They escape.
He's running with his son in his arms, bridal style.
And then Josh is so lost that his wife has to call him back.
Yeah.
I can't follow my voice.
But in doing so, he called back. She brings all the ghosts into the world.
Mm, and then that scene felt like it lasted forever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then he puts his son down and he's like, go find your body.
He's like, see ya, you're on your own.
Yeah, peace.
And then, like,
and then gets
distracted. It's a new house. So the kid has never been in this house, and make he has no idea where he's going.
10 steps to the left.
he gets distracted by, like, the demon that he defeated.
Like, you keep going.
Like, he's looking at the demon like, I'm not afraid of you anymore. Just ignore it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you just beat the shit out of a demon. Like,
and
that's
he just
badass.
Keeps repeating it, too.
Yeah, like, you're clearly afraid of this demon
still.
Yeah,
you already established that you're not afraid of this demon, so continue with your life. Like, go.
Like, he could have looked at it, gave it a finger, and walked away. Mm-hmm.
That would have probably pissed it off a little
bit. He's not the bigger person. He's never the bigger person.
He's the petty person who hides at his job because his son's in the coma.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Damn. And then his son starts running towards his room, trying to find his room. He walks into
a door.
Another random room.
Every room except
and
his room.
Lipstick demon man is there.
The guy with the licking?
Mind his business.
The licking guy?
No,
lipstick demon.
The blood face demon.
Oh, red face. Okay.
He's like crawling on the walls and shit.
I think that's what Josh meant. The demon has a snake tongue.
That's what he meant. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I thought he was gonna say the liquor.
I'll let you
the
have
liquor
that.
From
Resident Evil.
I'll let you
liquor.
Have that one, Josh.
All right, thanks, man. I was gonna take it anyway, but
I was about to smack it out of your hand, but I'll let you have that
one. All right, thank you.
Then it's like a little chase scene.
Mm-hmm.
He's like on the wall, like an evil Spider-Man.
He's climbing like split.
He's Venom.
Breaking the wall with every step.
And then the son wakes up.
Yeah, he wakes up.
Son wakes up. The dad wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's feeding her son spaghetti. That was probably in the fridge for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's like you're starving.
Sounds like Buster Scruggs there.
Not the one that I had to wash.
Hey, what if they reference like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs right there? That'd be pretty good.
This is a in life reference to Peanut Podcast.
Anywho,
yeah.
So he's eating, and
then Josh hands pitches back to Elise like, I don't need these anymore.
His hands are all gross.
And she don't know that yet.
Yeah. And she sees something we don't know what.
Mm.
So she's like, okay, I'll dispose of them.
Yeah.
And takes a picture of them.
She's like, I don't like my picture taken.
You know this. Why would you do this? Then he chokes her out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so deaf in the other room, because the house ain't that big.
He's screaming at her.
He's shouting at the top of his lungs while choking this woman out. And they're like, just eat your spaghetti. It's okay, Dalton.
They're so focused on Dalton being awake that they don't realize that the husband is a psychopathic.
Very unrealistic that he would be able to walk, but okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, Dalton?
The muscle atrophy alone.
Yeah.
He would be bedbound.
You have to go to physical therapy
months.
Or something.
He'd have to have physical therapy, yeah.
Yeah. Unless Dalton was also possessed.
What if the demon made Dalton work out? And like
bleak.
And like do like jumping jacks and shit? Maybe Dalton was working out. That's why he's able to walk.
The demon was making Dalton do push-ups every day.
Yeah.
The demon did pick him up and treated him like a puppet, so it's
But apparently he was walking at night, so the demon probably kept possessing his body and keeping his muscles awake.
Yeah, because if he wanted to come back into his body, he wanted to be able to move. You know what I mean? So you don't want to just be like laying there as a demon and it's the kid's body.
He's going to get the worst Charlie horse.
Yeah. It's like, we got him. He has a Charlie horse.
Dalton wakes up like Spider-Man, but goes in a coma, flabchest, it wakes up a six pack.
Mm-hmm.
He wakes up like all buff and shit. He's like, what did you guys do to me?
Steroids, you're fine.
You're good.
Walk it off.
Oh shit, that was
demon,
a good one too.
The demon doing like the one punch man workout.
The one punch? Oh, did you see that?
Says 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups,
yeah.
And then like a 10K run. It's an anime reference.
I know, that's exactly why I went right
I was going to watch One Punch Man.
I've
liked
never
it.
Seen it.
It's
that's why
cool.
It went over my head.
I saw the trailer.
Oh,
it
went over your head too? I finally watched it.
I haven't watched it personally, but I heard of their workouts. Like 100 sit-ups, 100 push-ups, and then like a 10K run every day.
I can't believe you made a reference to something you didn't watch.
I know the reference. So
I've done that like 5 million times.
I believe it.
I wanted to watch the anime, but everyone kept recommending it to me. So
then
I don't.
He chokes her out.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then this girl's like, I heard something. Finally.
Yeah. After
she's already dead.
I heard somebody's dead over there. I'm going to go check it out.
And then she goes over.
And finds the camera. She
starts looking for Josh first, and then she finds the camera.
Yeah.
So she's
finds the body. Yeah. Finds the camera. Sees the picture.
Finds
the
body. Goes, looks for Josh. Comes back. Gets the camera.
Yeah.
Camera was the least important thing at that moment.
She didn't think about it. She was like, "Well, there's a dead body. Let me go find my husband. Make sure he's okay."
What if the husband was grading papers as the demon?
The flashback to what we just saw.
What if the ghost is a better husband to her than Josh?
I feel like everybody's a better husband to her than Josh. He was supportive a little bit about her mother.
At the end.
And then that's
they're
it.
Not, you guys aren't talking about me.
Yes, we are.
Alright.
I mean, specifically you.
Specifically you and your wife, Rana.
Renai.
I would not a person named
Renai.
Renai.
Renee?
Renee I.
Now watch you meet a woman named Renee.
Like, she's so cool, but I can't... She's named Renee.
And you're not gonna know what her name is, like, how it's spelled or anything.
Yeah.
You're gonna fall in love, get married, then you're gonna find out her name is Renee.
Like, then you're gonna have three... you're gonna have three kids and find out you had the ability to astral project yourself into the ghost world.
Yeah, then we do Insidious Part 7.
Then you're gonna have a...
We're gonna
kids,
have a daughter?
And she's gonna name them Foster Dalton and
Foster Dalton.
He did say he liked the name Dalton.
I
Foster
would.
Dalton and Wozo and
that's
Stacey.
Like, let's name our kid Renai after me. I'm like, get out of here.
It might have been Gracie. I don't know.
Gracie's a cool name. That's a nice
let's
thing.
Name the infant.
She's probably like bottom build. Like Adele. What? She's a ghost too. I mean,
doll girl.
Yeah, she's a ghost.
What's the name of the child they paid $1,000 being in the movie?
Looking.
Doll girl's better name
Look,
than Renai.
Look, lipstick face demon.
She's not here.
Oh, she didn't get paid.
Uncredited child
Josh
actor.
Josh Lamberg, Renai, Lambert, Dalton, Elise, Rene.
Not even Foster.
Spex, Tucker,
Yo, how did
Lorraine,
they get the
Lambert,
baby to cry?
Foster's
down
here.
Child actors, man.
Yeah, but she's a baby.
They don't care.
Child actors, man.
Did they literally make the kid cry for the movie?
Yep.
That was a good kid actor.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Her parents
Callie,
are getting a lot
we were
of
all
money.
Wrong.
Callie.
He Callie. Said Cece. You said Gracie. I was like, it sounds
yeah,
like
yeah,
it's Gracie.
A mixture of Cece and Gracie. It's Callie.
Oh, I know. It was like three basic white names.
There is two babies.
Plot twist.
Her name is Bryn Bowie and Madison Bowie.
Oh, it's twins.
Aww. Oh, were those the twins you were talking about when you saw in the ghost or no?
Different? No. There's two adult females who look like twins.
Doll girls.
Doll girl number one and doll girl number two.
Oh.
And they're not twins, apparently.
No.
They just look like twins.
I was right.
Okay, anyway. And then we get the flashback to something we just saw 2 seconds ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
The dirty fingernails.
And then she finally finds Josh.
Yep.
And then it's over.
And Josh comes up.
Card.
Wait, what
right
happened?
Here.
So at the end, Josh is they find Josh.
They
find a version of Josh.
That's not
they
him.
Find Josh's body.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Josh is lost
in the further.
In the further.
Mm-hmm.
With dead Elise.
But I mean, he did save his son, which is like a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, she could always find a new husband, right?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. She doesn't need him.
Yeah.
She got her son back.
She's pretty.
We can
she's
let
good.
The demon keep the body
she
as
got
long
her
as
son
he
back.
Leaves.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody will look
as long as he pays child support.
Three kids.
And from the further, he's cash-apping from the further.
I mean, three kids. And by like that, I mean, she'll
yeah,
find another man.
She's good looking, yeah.
She's pretty.
Good for
pretty.
Her. Yeah.
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 Got rid of a husband. Still has her, got her son.
Got rid of a deadbeat husband. Still
yeah.
He's
going to
get arrested. He's going to get arrested. Elise is dead. His fingerprints are all over her.
Yeah, but he's like in a coma. He's not going to move anywhere, you know? He's
yeah.
going to be alright.
No,
what do you mean
he's
in a
coma?
He's in a
coma.
Oh.
The ghost is in his
I thought
body.
He was still, I thought he was dead.
The husband's
going
to jail for Elise's murder.
So they're going to have an innocent demon. Is gonna, no.
They're going to have an innocent human vessel possessed by an evil demon in jail.
How are they going to explain this in court? This is going to be crazy. It's like that we were
they
talking about.
They won't be like, listen, you murdered somebody, your fingerprints are on it,
you're going
to jail. There's no other way around it.
This,
like, a demon's in his body. Nope, he's going to jail.
While he's in prison, she can file for a divorce and they'll force him to sign the papers.
Yep.
Shit, she's gonna marry a new person, maybe.
And then
she'll
get the house.
She'll marry Lorraine.
Yeah.
She'll get the
that's
house,
a, that's another plot. There's like 2-3 endings to this movie that we can...
She'll get the house.
Apparently Josh was in a coma. Like, with
that
we didn't
that was my ending. It's like, Josh in a coma?
She'll get the house. She'll get the kids.
Right.
And she'll get the mother.
Can we end this? Because I gotta
pee.
Yeah, me too.
Alright, so what was the rate? Wait, favorite scare, I guess? Or
yeah,
no kills?
Scare.
Alright, my second favorite scare was the books falling on the ground. That was the scare, the second favorite scare. My first scare was when she walks up into the baby's room and she sees the demon.
Alright.
That was pretty scary.
So the only thing that really scared me was when the demon like appeared next to him in the further. So I kind of wanted him to jump through the glass like a badass. Mm-hmm. But no, he's like, boo, right next to you.
Yeah.
So the only thing that mildly scared me through the movie.
What about you, Matt?
I just like the thought of him standing at the corner and being like, mine. pointing at the kid. So I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, okay.
Mine's is super cliche, but like when she took the camera, the picture of him, and then the bride jumps out the camera.
Yeah.
Super cliche, but I liked it.
That was cool too.
Yeah. And ratings.
Josh? Don't come to me yet.
Josh,
think about this. Yeah. I never think about this before to hand.
7.5.
Mm-hmm. Two.
8.
I'm 8.2.
7.5.
How did this get...
Manny's like, you piece of shit.
How did this get a lower rating than Paranormal Activity?
Thank
it
you!
It was... Paranormal Activity was... I would watch Paranormal Activity again. I don't know if I would watch this again.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
I'm just saying, I like
Paranormal Activity. I never want to watch Paranormal Activity ever again.
I would watch it again. I really would.
I watched it once. And that was enough.
We were upset we had to watch it second time.
Awful.
It's painful.
I liked it.
I
was excited to watch and see this again.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
You have bad taste in horror movies, sir.
Oh, well.
That's an opinion.
It's a fact.
It is a fundamental fact.
Yo, I'm going to keep bringing people into the podcast until someone agrees with me.
Somebody like Paranormal Activity.
Timothy, where you're coming?
You better find someone who doesn't like horror movies and then say, oh, Paranormal Activity is the scariest movie they saw.
All right, so make sure you guys follow us on Twitter. It's House Reckless. I'm probably manning it. I don't think these two will man it.
I don't have a Twitter account. I don't know how to do it.
And just subscribe on your...
Twitter? So that bird.
So we're going to go eat some spaghetti with two sports. See you guys soon. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
See you.